My brothers and sisters, let us stand. As a faith family, let us proclaim our belief. I believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is invisible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, incarnate of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven by the power of the Spirit, was born of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified in Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come in good and glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I ask one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Standing in the presence of our God and one another, we bring our concerns and cares before the Lord.
Let our response be, Lord, hear our prayer, that all church leaders will help each of us open our hearts to the presence of Christ in the world around us and challenge and strengthen us to respond to this world's needs. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That leaders of nations will govern their people with fairness and respect for the dignity of all human life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Holy Spirit will strengthen all Christian people, gracing them to be people of love and people of service. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who seek the Lord, who are searching for peace and forgiveness, health and well-being, will find in the various places of worship we represent the one whom their hearts seek and yearn for. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who are hungry, who need shelter, who need clothing, who are sick, who are lonely, and who are incarcerated may be lovingly ministered to and brought to health in body, mind, and spirit in the name of Jesus. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone before us in faith, that they will mercifully be welcomed into God's eternal kingdom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for what else shall we pray?
Pray for the leadership of our churches and our governments, that they may work for the common good rather than vested interests. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. For all those who have no one to pray for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Just take a few moments and pray in the Spirit. Lord, we empty our hearts out to you, that you may see us for who we are, with the concerns and cares that we bring before you, the brokenness, the gifts, that you may use them all for your honor and glory. And we make this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Grace that taught my heart to
My sisters and brothers, pray that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all his holy church.
Amen. And Lord, be pleased to accept the offerings of your church, for in your mercy you have given them to be offered, and by your power you transform them into the mystery of our salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord is with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
Then let's do it.
Thank you, Lord.
It's right and just that we give you thanks and honor and praise and glory. For you alone are Lord and you alone are God. And we praise your holy name. Holy and mighty Lord and holy and mighty God. We thank you, Father, that you sent your Son Jesus upon this earth to teach us your ways, Lord, to give us your truth and your righteousness and your holiness, to share your very life with us. Glory and honor are yours. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, Jesus stretched out his hands as he endured his passion so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we acclaim.
Full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna.
You are indeed holy, the fountain of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, Jesus took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." And in a similar way, when supper was ended, Jesus took the chalice, and once more, giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, save us, save us.
As we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Benedict, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy and the entire people your Son has gained for you.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, we pray, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the blessed apostles and all the saints, shall please you throughout the ages. May we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life. Praise and glorify you to your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, with him, in him, Almighty God, our Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Worship Jesus in his sacramental form. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and bless you and honor you, Lord. You are the bread of life. You are the cup of salvation, Lord. You give us your body and blood to eat and drink. You call us to be strengthened that we may walk through our life in that strength. Lord God, Holy One, blessing and honor and glory are yours. You are the Holy One of God. Your Spirit comes upon us and these elements you feed us, Lord. And at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always freed from sin and safe from all distress, as we await with joyful hope the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. And Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," don't look upon our sins, but look upon the faith of your church and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And
brothers and sisters, let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold Him who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are we who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you into my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.